What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, in light of what just happened, I'm going to be doing something special for you guys today. I'm going to be doing a double header. That's right. I'm going to cover my version of HMT, and I'm also going to cover TFM's version of HMT. Yeah, gentlemen, never thought I'd be able to do that one. However, hey, that guy up in Minnesota decided today was the day for him, so I'm going to cover it. Now, let's go ahead and get started with the first article that was published on the 2nd of May. My version of HMT. Kinston man in custody after fatally shooting his wife, critically injuring another man and a dog. Oh man, why'd the dog have to get popped? Well, for whatever reason, that man decided, okay, they all gotta go. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Kinston man is in custody of Lenoir County Sheriff's Office investigators after allegedly offlining his wife and severely wounding a man and a dog this morning. Ross Jovian Smith, 35, is accused of breaking into a residence on the 100 block of Carl Ball Lane a little after 8:30 a.m. this morning and shooting his estranged wife, Latoya Marie Smith, 33, and Calvin Carlisle Kenyon, 24, of Pink Hill. Gentlemen, what did I say about dealing with women who were estranged wives? Latoya Smith was pronounced deleted at the scene. Kenyon was taken to a landing zone in Jackson Heights, where he was airlifted to ECU Health Medical Center in Greenville. At this time, he is in critical condition. There's an update. Mr. Kenyon, 24, of Pink Hill, has succumbed to his injuries at ECU Health Medical Center in Greenville. Smith will now be charged with another felony count of first-degree termination. Smith also allegedly shot a dog in the residence. The dog is still alive. After the shootings, Smith fled the scene in a black Chrysler sedan. The vehicle was identified with assistance from the Kinston Police Department. LCSO deputies located the vehicle on the 1400 block of Strode Avenue in Kinston, but Smith was not in the vehicle. After extensive investigations, LCSO deputies took Smith into custody without incident near the NC 903-NC 11 intersection in Pitt County at approximately 11:30 a.m. He was on foot when he was arrested. At this time, Smith is still being interviewed by LCSO investigators and has not yet appeared before a magistrate. However, Lenoir County Sheriff Jackie Rogers says Smith is going to be charged with first-degree termination attempted first-degree termination, which is now upgraded to actual first-degree termination, felony breaking and entering, and felony animal cruelty. Other charges may also be forthcoming. This is still an active investigation. When Smith is taken before the magistrate, we will release a mugshot and potentially further details. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I told you before, estranged wives are still legal wives. So, obviously, this woman who was 33 decided she was going to move on with a younger man who was 24. Now, we all know why that is. Yeah, women want to be able to control younger men. Mm-hmm. However, unfortunately, this young man, he lost his life because of the machinations of a woman. Yeah, it sucks. But once again, that woman was still legally married in the eyes of the law. So, once again, gentlemen, I say Leviticus 20:10. For all intents and purposes, that man, as much as people would say he was wrong, was actually right. Another man was laying with his wife, so he put them both down. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he broke into her residence. I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, I'm only going to give this a 30 because he shot the dog. The dog was completely innocent. So, Ross Rampage Smith gets a score of 90. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, leave married women alone. No matter what their story, especially after you find out and verify that she's married. Now, of course, if it's just something that happens at the spur of the moment and you don't know, okay, you can get a pass for that. However, once you find that that woman is still legally married, yeah, cut that off. Because, yeah, there are husbands out there who will put on the mask, and if you're in the vicinity, they will take you out along with that woman. At bare minimum, most husbands will take you out as the man. That's just how it goes, gentlemen. That is just how it goes. Now, for today's special entry. TFM's version of HMT. Social hockey mask time. Now, this article was published on the 14th of June. This is a hot story. Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman offlined. State Senator John Hoffman wounded in quote unquote targeted political violation. Violence, but I say violation. A masked gunman disguised as a police officer, shot and offlined a Minnesota state representative and her husband and wounded a state senator and his wife early Saturday in two back-to-back shootings that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, aka Tampon Tim, called a quote-unquote act of targeted political violence. Hours before the shooting, the suspected gunman, 57-year-old Vance Luther Bolter, remained on the run. The lawmaker who was offline was Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman. She and her husband, Mark, were shot and offline at their home in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination, Walls said at a news conference on Saturday. Hortman, formerly the Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives, was, quote unquote, a formidable public servant, the governor said of his friends. She is irreplaceable. Shortly before the shooting, State Senator John Hoffman, a Democrat, and his wife, Yvette, were both shot multiple times at their homes. They are undergoing surgery Saturday morning, the governor said. We're cautiously optimistic, that they will survive this assassination attempt, Walls said. Now, that's all I'm going to read about this. However, gentlemen, this right here, like I said, is TFM's version of hockey mask time. When the citizenry have had enough and decide to take matters into their own hands. Now, we hear in other countries about politicians being taken out, being murked left and right. However, politicians in America have enjoyed what they view as a veil of invincibility, just like the everyday average woman. They think they have a veil of invincibility also. So for the longest time, I'm going to reiterate, American politicians have had their nose in the air. They believed that nobody was ever going to touch them. However, this event, every politician in America needs to understand, yes, you can get touched. Hell, when they shot President Trump, a lot of politicians at that point should have realized, oh shit. But nope, especially the Democrats, they honestly believe that they are above everybody and nobody will ever come after them. However, that reality has been shattered with these events. Yeah. So all these politicians, lawmakers, judges who think just because they hold a position of power that affords them that veil of invincibility, no, reality has come home. You can get touched. All it takes is for a properly motivated person to say, fuck it, enough is enough. And yeah, the guy that did this, Mr. Boltner, he's actually a Democrat himself. Go fucking figure. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, and you politicians who constantly believe that you have that shroud or veil of invincibility around you at all times, that society has pretty much programmed you to believe that you have, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that society is going to give you, the protection that you think society is going to give you, that can and will go out. Feminism for women and the political power for politicians, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, the only reason why a lot of politicians are still drawing breath on this earth, just like a lot of women who do men dirty, the only reason why you're still drawing breath on this earth is because men restrain themselves. In both of these cases, these were two men who had the exact thought. I no longer fear the consequences of my actions, so I will act. And both of these men acted in a lethal manner. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.